The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who turned up the heat in here? Summer, summertime, and it is reunion time. I just got back from my 30th high school reunion. Oi, I feel old. Oi. I got to hang out with a couple of semi-Jewish old men as well. Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl, the three aminos, are reunioning today on the show, second hour here. Thank you for being here. Guys, are you with me?
No.
Not? Okay. Richard is not. Liam is. First and foremost, Richard Pearl, thank you so much for selling the coins out for under me that you were going to sell to me, and somebody else bought them before I got them.
Well, in all fairness, he was paying more.
What is that? You can say you sell
it. No, but it doesn't matter. You didn't know what you were getting anyway.
Oh, man. This is what I have to deal with.
I actually feel bad. I had your coins sold twice before I... First I sold them to you. Then I sold them to somebody else.
Yeah.
And then I had a replacement set, which was better than your first set. But then I was trying my best to sell it to a friend of mine. And he almost bought, but he didn't have the money till today.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't give you... I couldn't sell the stuff until, wait, hold on a second.
When?
I got his phone at the door.
Well, you leave Richard alone. He's on the air. Richard.
No, but listen, so yeah. I had him sold again.
Yeah.
But he couldn't pick him up till today. So, but I did my best to sell him out. You sell your coins again. So I had to send your coins out yesterday. So I had to get him a new set of coins today. But your set yesterday was better than you should get for the money you're spending.
All right.
So you're my friend, so I almost feel good about it.
You almost sound like the Federal Reserve, selling and reselling and reselling. But, okay.
Well, it's fractional selling of your coins.
I'm going to get a better coin.
I've given it out to 9 people.
Everybody heard that. Richard Pearl from Simply Natural down in South Florida, our good friend, also a coin dealer. Also his own radio show, Pearls of Health. And Liam Sheff. Has he ever done this to you, Liam?
No.
No. Okay.
Hey,
he's picking on me. He's picking on me.
Thank God for that.
No. We had another hustle.
By the way, I still have your coins for what now? 3 years? Is it 3 years?
Oh no.
Give me a break. It was
it's
more like
2 years.
It was more like 28 months.
28 months, all right. Come on.
Okay, that's 2 years and 4 months.
Alright. So you guys want to talk economic healing this hour? What do we want to do?
You know, thanks for announcing on the air. Thanks for talking about my pennies. Magical pennies.
Yes.
I bought some magical pennies, and a nice man held them because I was unable to hold them because my knees
were
too far apart, and I couldn't hold them together.
Well, you know, the other part of it is when you plant them, a tree grows.
Yeah, only if you have an ox to trade. And, Robert, weren't we going to talk about oxen?
Well, I think we were. I think one of the things, and in fact, you know, my good friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who you guys know of, he's the guy that's helping people overcome cancer. He's got...
Robert, I just want you once, when you introduce somebody on the show, say, and that total bastard. And then go, because...
Well, I can.
Instead of saying my good friend, I know I love you, but I just want you once to say, and that total bastard, and then you can...
And that guy, what's that, Richard Pearl, what did he do? What did he do today? I can't do that. I'm not real good at that. You guys have
you're
at
so
it.
Nice.
You guys have at it. I love
no,
you
no,
guys.
No, you're
you
nice. Know. You like that.
But we want to talk a little economic healing. I was talking off the air with Richard Pearl about this because Richard said, you know, I want to talk about wealth disparity because there's so many people complaining about the wealthy CEOs and then everybody in the fast food joints ain't making much money. And it's funny because Nick Gonzalez said, I want to talk about that too. But Richard, you got in first, so Have at it.
Yeah, but I want to be on that show with him, because I had him on for actually nutrition and cancer. So, you know, I would love to be on that show on economics, because he and I had a lot of the same views. And actually, I met him through you. And there's a, I believe in this book, What Went Wrong, there's a chapter that has some, you know, space for you in it, maybe the whole chapter. I know that was the chapter I avoided, so I'm not sure.
Yes, I know. I tipped him off as to what was going on with his cancer study at Columbia University through the NIH as well. And, of course, Liam knows all about that level of corruption up there and has warned people for years and written about it. But on the economic healing, the coins, the this, the that, I don't know how we start this discussion, because, Richard, you just throw out what you say about the people that are complaining about wealth disparity in the 21st
century. I'll talk about that in a second, but I want to tell you something, just to bring myself a little bit of, I guess, accolades, if that's the case. Yesterday, I was supposed to go down to Miami, which I ultimately did, but I was supposed to go down to Miami to meet with a lady who wanted to spend $1 million. But I was with a customer who had you know, cancer issue, and then another person had other issues. So I stayed here and I finished with them. It took longer than expected. So by the time I got down there, the lady refused to see me. So I literally did not, she sent me a text, which I still have, I'll keep for a while. But it says basically, because I wasn't punctual, she doesn't want to do business with me. And it's all because I put my customer first. And I think that's the most important thing with, you know, with all of us, is that we actually care about people. So what she said to me, the last thing she said was, like you said, $1 million is nothing to you, and it's really not much to spend on medals for me either, but it's still a lot. Well, I responded back, I said, it is a lot of money. But that, the point was that I put my customer here first, and I cost myself potentially $1 million business yesterday. And I bring that up only because I don't feel bad about it. I feel that when we're, the three of us all have such a commitment to what we do, what we believe in, what our passions are, our integrities, that even if I did lose $1 million sale yesterday, it's okay.
Well, and to your credit, Richard, you showed up on time for this show today, which is very unusual.
Guys, so. I gotta go. There's a, I see $5 in the
side. Come back here, Liam. I wanna hear
but
from
you. I just thought I'd share that because, you know, here's the thing. People don't realize the level of integrity that you have, either of you, well, one of you anyway, and also many of the guests that you have. So, but the people, you know, the kind of people that you surround yourself with are people like yourself. So we all have an unusual integrity, I guess, but I'm very happy about it. So that's very significant to me that, you know, we are the way that we are, and that it's normal for us.
Why didn't you keep the appointment? Tell your customer to be back. I mean, you got to prioritize.
No. I was dealing with people.
No.
And I wasn't going to stop just because I had somewhere to be in Miami. I mean, I did get there late and the weather was miserable. But we were supposed to be there at 3. We got there at 4, just before 4, and she wouldn't see me. And I understand her point, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I get it, and I'll probably never get to do business with her, and it is a sizable piece of business, but I get excited over little pieces of business or a lot of business in coins, because I love coins. I love the emotional and the energy that's tied to coins, and so it's not just about money.
Right.
And, you know, I said to her, you know, I even said to her, you know, I run, you know, two businesses. I stopped everything to meet you. My consultation with a person with cancer ran longer than I expected. I love coins, and my expertise would have been of value to you. But my thing is this, you know, my customer here at Simply Natural is more important than my own financial gain. And I know that the people that listen to you know that that's the way you feel about what you speak about, both of you speak about, or both of you write about. I know Liam has a bestseller and
underseller. Yeah, an underseller.
This is just in the cellar, I think.
It's the
right?
cellar, and that's why we're basically broadcasting from the back of my VW bus.
Yeah, right in front of Mount Dopey.
Right, so we care. We care.
So yeah. The point is that we all are sincere in what we do, and that's the value that people should take away from all this.
Even if Richard Pearl.
Brought to you by Liam, Richard, and Robert.
Yes.
Bye.
Even if,
my phone is going off in the background.
Oh,
I gave Ray
God.
The phone, but he's not listening.
Leave him alone. Even if Richard Pearl is late, he's late because he cares, Liam. He's late because he cares.
But I'm not even late.
Okay.
Can we talk about like stuff.
I want to talk
about
stuff.
We're going to talk about the history of the world part two. Okay.
Come on, Richard, tell your money story.
Okay, I'll tell my money story. Hold on a second. Give this phone to Ray.
My God.
Why don't you pick up the phone, Ray? It's sitting right there.
Oh.
I gave you the phone, whatever.
You know, and I got into radio from this guy, but this is why his show never went anywhere, because he's on the phone with other people while we're doing the radio.
Plenty of places. Listen, it was number one in South Florida when I did the political show. The only problem was I started, attacking my own tribe with logical criticism, and you can't have that. AIPAC doesn't like it too much.
That is.
But anyway, where were we?
Yes, a little economic discussion here, healing.
The stuff about we're better off now than we were 200 years ago.
Okay, before I get into that, let me just say, U.S. medium wealth is only 27th in the world, so I just want to start off with that.
Okay.
I don't want to be pigeonholed into Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, or any of that stuff. So the U.S. is now 27th in 2012. Anyway, that's the most recent set of numbers, but we're 27th in the world. What happened to we're number one? You know, even on the list on ESPN, they start off with like the top 20. We're not even there.
Not there, no.
No.
So what about the wealth disparity? I want to know.
Okay, so you know, Thomas Piketty has come out with that book. I can't think of the name of it. But he's talking about the difference, the divergence of wealth. And on some levels, he's absolutely true. I mean, what he says is true, where there is a, you know, if you're Bill Gates and you're worth $78 billion, and somebody else is homeless, there's a discrepancy of value there. And while that is true, that's only one way to measure. And it's a legitimate way to say, well, you know, maybe the guys at the top are getting way more than they deserve. But you could say that about sports heroes. You know, people like Usain Bolt, who wins every race, he gets paid a lot more, and he gets all the value. The guy who comes in fourth, who comes, you know, loses by a fraction, gets the memory of showing up. That's it. But all the disparity goes to, you know, to Usain Bolt or Bill Gates or any number of CEOs. Steven Jobs got a lot more than the other guy. I can't think of his name. You know who I'm talking about? Wojewicz or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. I can't think of his name. Anyway, the point is there's always going to be a differential from the guy at the top and everybody else. It's too big now. We all agree on that, and it's actually perverse in many ways. But my argument is if you're only going to measure that way, you're missing a more fundamental quality of life issue, which is this. If you go back 200 and, say, 20 years ago, let's get out of the 1800s. Let's not even go to 1814. Let's go in the late 1700s, just for argument's sake. If you go back into the late 1700s or your early 1800s even.
Wait. We're out of time. I'm sorry, folks. We got to take a break. We'll find out where the heck Richard Pearl is taking us on an economic journey.
Part.
Yeah, I know. We'll get there. And we want to hear from Liam Sheff eventually. We'll see. We'll get permission slips after the break. Check it out. All the links are up at robertscoutbell.com. Liam Sheff, Richard Pearl, the three aminos continue after this.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So we're on our time machine. Liam and what's his name? Richard Pearl, yes. And he's taking us back to the 1700s, trying to talk economic disparity, differentiation from now and then. Some people are saying it's way worse now than it was then. What says Richard Pearl?
Well, again, don't pigeonhole me in any belief system. I don't belong on Fox News, and I don't belong on CNBC or MSNBC or any of those guys. Maybe on Russia Today or something like that. But here's the point. The reality is that the disparity between quality of life today is less than it was a couple hundred years ago. Today, anybody can get on an airplane. Now, if you're wealthy, you get in the first part of the plane, and everyone else gets on the back part of the plane. We all can get air conditioned. We all watch the same television shows. Cable for Bill Gates is the same cable we have for the most part. The car that he drives will be better than the car that you drive, chances are. And he'll have certain luxuries that we won't have. Oh, here's a guy right now who's coming to buy the coins that I already sold of yours.
Oh my gosh. Leave him alone. Don't talk to him.
No, he's coming in. I got to tell him to shut up.
I will cut you off, Richard.
You can't cut me off. We only have a 3-minute segment. Okay, I'm on radio. You can't talk. You have to be a deaf mute for a second.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Tim did a documentary on the school system. It was very interesting. But, so Tim's here to buy your coins that I sold yesterday. On your behalf, accidentally.
Thank you. Squirrel.
So let's get back to this part.
Okay.
We only got a minute. I know Liam wants to be part of it.
Let him in.
So let me just say this. So if you look at the differences between the extreme wealthy and the average person, in many cases, we can eat similar food. We can, again, not necessarily the greatest food because we eat genetically modified, and Liam will talk about that. But we can eat the same food. We can watch the same television. We can get the same air condition. We can go across the same roads. We can travel. We can get everything that we pretty much want in America at levels. And they may not be quite the levels that one side did, but the disparity is not as great as, say, 200-plus years ago, where many people just worked and they were fed only bread and whatever crops they could pull out of the grounds, like turnips or whatever. But for the most part, they got very little quality of life. They certainly couldn't travel. They were stuck to the land and everything related to that. And they were owned by people. Now, I'm not even talking about slavery, but they were owned in a way where they basically couldn't leave that plot of
there
land.
There was little or no mobility is what you're saying.
And they had no air condition, and, you know, they didn't have anyone fanning them or having them feed grapes or, you know, live a better quality of life. The disparity between the kings and the people in the fields were, you know, remarkably different lives. You couldn't duplicate.
Liam, let me ask, because I think that since that time, oil has become the great equalizer in a weird way because the power of the horses is dwarfed by the power of oil, and the accessibility, at least to this point, has neutralized a lot of that extreme difference in the way that I think Richard was describing.
Am I allowed to talk?
You're in.
Okay.
But you got 2 minutes.
Hold on. Somebody came in. No. I'm on the radio.
Don't you do it too, Liam.
What were we talking about? Well, I agree with Richard that we're the greatest guys in the world, number one.
I never said that.
We are the greatest.
Don't even do that.
No.
That's so not right.
The three of us. The three of us.
Number two.
Oh, that part. Okay, yes. I'll go with that.
Okay.
Number two, why do things look more equal today in parts of America? And you, Richard, you and I can go get in your attractive sports car and go into what we call the ghetto or the hoo-wood, and we can find a way of life that, even though there is a television blaring for, you know, eight people living in two rooms, it's not even close to the same quality of life. And the thing that they don't have anywhere to grow food. So their food is the bottom of the GMO bucket that Jeffrey Smith wouldn't even spit at.
You're saying is true, but where I'm going with this is the 90-odd% of the people don't care about non-GMO food or growing their own. So I agree with what you're about to say because I have a crystal ball.
You're a mind reader.
My point is, for the majority of the people who don't fit the conversation you're about to go into, they're going to say, I mean, if you look at it, they're going to be the same because they're all eating genetically modified food because they don't care. They all watch the same crappy shows because that's what they like. Everybody listens to the same kind of music, et cetera, et cetera. That's the problem. There isn't individualism. There isn't farming. There isn't a sense of, you know, keeping the value of oneself. And in our society where we measure things strictly by dollars, in some ways the dollars don't matter when you look and see that even the poorer people, poor, I'm not talking about destitute poor, I'm just saying poorer in general, the lower or middle class or the, you know, and the wealthy, they kind of have similarities in many of the things. It's just not the level of material goods.
Well, that's it. Another segment of the Richard Pearl Show is up.
On.
We'll be right back. Liam Sheff, I'm going to beg you to come on in and join us here after this
participate,
break.
Hey, Liam.
Sorry, guy.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that we've stuck a sock in it, that'd be Richard Pearl. Liam Sheff is joining us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The three aminos, down to two. No, Richard's still here, but the economic disparities of old, are they the same now? Are they worse now? Are they better now? Richard sort of made an argument, I believe, that it's not as bad for poor folks as it was for poor folks 200 plus years ago.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's good, but I mean, but the problem is this.
that they're trying to, like a guy like Thomas Piketty.
Richard. And then I'll not say
no, I'll just take 2 seconds. He's trying to say redistribute the wealth, and I'm not for redistributing
the wealth. I don't think Liam's for redistribution. I'm not sure.
He was.
But
I'm not condemning Liam.
You're crystal balling him into obsolescence. No, Liam. Are you here?
Say something, Liam, already, please.
This show's rough.
Who ran away with my show?
Hey, is Mercury still in retrograde? That's what I want.
What does that even mean?
It means that the planet seems to be tracking backwards if you look at it in the sky, and it means communication gets all frizzed up. It means don't travel. Don't try to go to Miami to buy $1 million or sell $1 million.
No, I was selling.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't even have it. I was putting together the deal for her.
Dude, you were
so it wasn't like I was handing her $1 million.
You know what I want to do, Richard? I want to take you out. We'll go to the old strip club. we'll get you some CBD oil.
Yes.
And Robert, imagine Richard with a little CBD oil, the brilliant mind, but the lightning wit, but the calm nerves of...
Can you do the segment on wealth against my segment, please?
What is that big dog in the mountains in the Pyrenees with the little flask of alcohol and it's
That's Saint Bernard. Bernard.
Saint Bernard. It's our Richard Pearl, but with CBD oil. Richard, you have to sell CBD oil in your store, do you?
I do.
He does. He has it now.
What brand?
Sibdex.
The one that you're talking about.
Sibdex? Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's done well.
I had the guy on twice, Chris Hussey.
Yeah, we've hooked him up.
There was no Fussy I had on Chris Hussey.
Yeah. Christopher Hussey, Chris Bischoff, I don't remember, it's been so long.
No, Chris.
Columbus, I think.
Yes, Christopher Columbus. Listen, if we're going to compare 200 years ago, it's 1814, we're in the very early industrial era, not quite, we're leaving behind pure feudalism. We're not quite out of it, but we're about to enter the Victorian era, and our friend Richard Pearl will tell us exactly when that began by virtue of Queen Victoria's birth and or reign, coronation.
So, 1838 and 1901, but it hadn't happened yet. You can't say, well, okay, we're about to enter a period of time that hasn't existed yet.
No, I can, because the period of time already exists before the historians name it. There are a number of threads that don't have anything to do with the monarch that are coming together because Queen Victoria didn't make the era in which. And that area in which is the area of Darwin, and that area in which is the era in which a number of social strata in the West were, let's say, articulated and fortified by a theory, a thesis. And the thesis was Darwinism. The thesis was that it was good, naturally, essentially what the Hindus used to do, you know, you clean the toilets and I'll pee in the toilets while you're cleaning it. I mean, this is, right, this is the way that we...
Wow. Yes.
Put it work up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is what happened in the Roman era. I clean the toilets and you get under and catch anything that's yours is yours, you keep. But this...
Whoever came up with that? Did you just make that up?
Sisyphus. Sisyphus did it. He was pushing a rock up a hill. It came back down. He caught the rock. It was his again.
It has nothing to do with toilets. There was no toilet next to the Sisyphus. He used to go to the chiropractor.
There were toilets in ancient Rome. If you go to old Vesuvius, what is it called? Pompeii.
Yes. Yeah, but nobody was collecting the pee as they were cleaning it.
They did.
That would be stupid.
They did.
No, they do one or the other first. You don't do both at the same time.
You know what they collected?
How do you clean if it's still getting dirty?
Do you know what they collected pee for?
For the Ayurvedic people that they didn't know yet.
Robert, do you know what they collected pee for?
I'm waiting.
Dry cleaning. Dry cleaning,
of course. That's
isn't it a little wet?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So the problem with saying that 200 years ago things were generally better is that we ignore the thing, the great equalizer. And the great equalizer is what? The great equalizer is the work of 140 million years worth of slave labor every day in this country that we do by virtue of one sticky black fluid. And I'm not talking about the stuff coming out of Richard Pearl's
here. All right. Here. Lovely. Yes, of course. And you were talking oil. That's the great equalizer. That's what makes it go. And that's what.
You're going to get me for that one.
Yeah. You've been partying.
I understand giant hair fur balls turn into oil slicks some point in the future.
So Richard's making fun of what he's jealous of is my mane of chest hair. So.
No, it's your back hair that I'm more jealous of.
Oh.
That's not that bad. That's not a mane. That's more like a rivulet.
Scruffy talk. Go ahead.
So if we understand what makes this time the equalizer that makes the air conditioning work and builds the air conditioner and builds the compression pump and makes the fluid that goes through it, that catches the water and delivers it to the outside and makes the car and powers the car. We all know what that is, right? We all know what it is. And how many people die every day for it? How many people die every day for that liquid? Never mind that, but does it last forever? And when it doesn't, will this great era of pseudo-equality continue? I put it to you, Greg. I will not sit here while you badmouth the United States of America.
Right. Feudalism. The
is
return.
That with a K or with a C?
It's the return of feudalism, potentially. I mean, the thing
we're already heading. We got serfs and nobles already.
Right. But the thing is, why have we been arguing, talking about the idea of getting local economies going again as opposed to this kind of concept of globalism? Because you can't manage it without oil. It doesn't work. I mean, argue that in many ways it doesn't work already, but the reality is it's been science fictionally working, and people don't know it. They don't know that history. That's what, you know, Liam does such a bang up job in studying about and writing about. So we are at a point of change, transformation, maybe in our lifetime too. I think so. Certainly in our kids, my kids anyway. You guys, I don't think you know anything about kids.
I've seen them. Where our kids might be.
Okay.
Well, and we want to keep it that way.
All right. Well, we're setting the stage for what is does the new world without oil look like the old world without oil, or is there some kind of science fiction alien technology breakthrough? I always want Liam to come back with, yes, I've studied it, I found it. We do, in fact, reverse engineer something, and everybody's fine.
I got a question for you, though, Liam. You know, after the Romans, which are the most progressive in their time period, after the fall of Roman Empire, you basically had, you know, the era where people were living back, incredibly backwards, hundreds of years in the Dark Ages, a poor quality of life, and, education was wrong, and the church made sure of it, and so forth. Do you think if we get off of oil, we'll revert back to that monstrosity?
I think parts of Arkansas and Alabama are fighting for that right.
Oh my God!
Come on, give me a break. They're ready. Bring us back. Bring us back. Bring back the old time religion. Come on, a lot of people.
Well, you need a banjo for that.
We're a religious species. We're a tribal hierarchical religious species. I don't think anybody really pays attention to what the world was like before oil, because you have to read and really consider it, and you have to get out of the city or out of the suburbs, unplug your water from the city fluoride main, and do it all yourself. And very few people can do that. If you do, you're a terrorist, you know that. And so nobody does, or very few people do. It's very difficult to live on your own. So I suggest trying to do it in groups without religious affiliation, because they'll come and get you if you have religious affiliation. So I suggest doing the permaculture groups and all that kind of stuff. Let's see. If we got rid of oil, we would be the same hierarchical tribe that we are now. We are a religious tribe. Most of our religion is the petrol religion, which disguises itself as something called science.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every science is a technological, sort of cookie outside with a gooey religious center. So you bite into the science of vaccination, and it's got a gooey religious center that's, bloodletting ceremony, coming-of-age ceremony. Circumcision. There could be no more clear example of something that is absolutely religious, has very little to no medical value in 99.99% of cases, and is actually clearly an old Hebraic Egyptian bloodletting ceremony that we probably get wrong, because they probably just slit the tip a little, not the tip of the penis. They probably took a little bit of blood off the outside of the foreskin.
Oh, that's what they use for Jesus' cracker.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea what you just said.
No, I was just thinking one of two things. Either they could use the skin, right?
Yeah.
That's what, so to represent Jesus, they could use the skin for that.
It's
or they could use a little blood for wine.
In Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, spoken like what would you call that?
I don't know, Jew?
A sacrilegious Jew. All right, Richard, thank you for that.
So there can be no more identity of us as a religious tribal species other than the fact that we cut all of the male's penis tips off. Number one, as John Kellogg, inventor of non-GMO cornflakes, said, to stop boys from masturbating so that he could have his enema from the burly male every day and not have sex with his wife for 40 years. Look it up. I'm not making it up. That's Kellogg's. That's why you eat cornflakes.
Actually, if you ever saw that movie, I think Matthew Broderick was in there Anthony
Hopkins.
Well, that
was the other Kellogg. There was two Kellogg's.
Yeah, but Anthony Hopkins played Kellogg in that movie.
It was Ian Holm.
Ian Holm? But did that? Okay.
I don't know.
Who played Tony the Tiger?
I don't know
It was Ian Holm played Tony the Tiger.
Very uncomfortable history here we're talking about right now. but here, go permaculture. We didn't bring up the hemp plant. That's the wild card here, I believe, Liam.
Yeah, that I love the hemp.
If we embrace if we embrace a hemp agriculture, the ability to have local production, even access to oil that could be utilized in similar fashion, albeit much cleaner, may allow for some semblance of technology to continue despite the lack of the easy, cheap black oil from the ground.
Texas gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you have to be racist about it, Robert. You know, oil can come in every color and it has feeling.
Brown and golden oil, whatever, dude. But
yeah, you can have golden. Some of them are more green. I prefer the green oils over the yellow oils.
Can you imagine? Green hemp oil.
Yeah.
I think we ran everything on green hemp oil.
That'd be awesome.
Robert was right.
Well, you know, Ford actually, way before he did the soybean card, he was very... He was very much into hemp.
A car out of hemp herds, and I believe out of his wish to see Hitler rise to power as well.
Yeah, there's a whole other history there, too. But, Liam, real quick, before the break, the hemp oil option, it's not something I had considered in our discussions before, but I think that could it could make it possible on a local level that some things will continue.
Maybe we could start a hemp church right now. You could start building it out of hemp because it's very strong material. Bend in the wind like bamboo.
Hemp is beautiful. 20 million barrels of oil a day as we get what we get out of Saudi Arabia, the Mid East, a number of African countries, some of the old Soviet bloc, and maybe a little bit of Asia. But we're not going to replace that if we planted the entire country with hemp. We need food because we wouldn't be growing food. If oil is low, we wouldn't be growing it on Monsanto land, and I plan to be eating a lot of it, hemp seed. But you're right, we could press a lot of it for public transport.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought.
We could also change the clothing, and that way we would have less pollution, less pesticides, insecticides, and less water waste.
All right, time out. We got to take a break. One more segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Three Aminos, mixing it up as we always do. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Codella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show, wrapping it up for today with the three amigos. That would be Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, working on Part 2, and, of course, Richard Pearl, Simply Natural, also Pearls of Health Radio in South Florida, our good friends, and getting together like we do. Sometimes RSB and Liam get a word in edgewise, sometimes not, but, hey, listen, our friend Richard, he gets excited. Liam, the perspective.
I want to make a very quick point about the myth of the total dark ages. Now, we're talking about the fall of Rome in 476, but really Rome existed in Constantinople until the 1400s, the 15th century. So there's always a civilization, there are always cities, there are always outposts, there are always miserable places, there are always places without food. But for most of the Middle Ages, they were farming. They they didn't get into guilds until a little bit later, but they had plenty of food. When the church came into being, they had about half of the year was spent as drunken revelry, religious holidays. The church was not the church of today. You didn't have to get married for romance. You got married for duty, and you were allowed to sort of, have your fun in the hay bales with whomever. Priests certainly got married and had all kinds of things going on before they got into the strange boy trade of the late Catholic Church. It might have been a more honest and drunken era. You know, they had hemp, they had every other kind of thing that you would have to make life a little bit easier. Now, Richard rightfully pointed out the mini ice age made things very cold, a lot of people died, and then the plague came and wiped away half of the population of Europe, which sounds like a terrible thing.
Well, it was. Oh, is that my lead-in?
Yes. Leaving room for my friend.
Yeah, that was actually a terrible time, I must say. Most people didn't like that period.
Except.
But the fact is, it did kill off a lot of people, and it did create some freedoms, oddly enough, because they weren't held by a structure that kind of kept them as a slave in that period. I got distracted.
That's right. Oh, so the mass culling of the population.
In the break.
Yeah. The mass culling.
Say in the break.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. We got
I screwed that part up. Can you cut that part?
No, we can't. We're live. We can't.
Just fix that part because I just gave somebody change.
This week, New York has passed the medical MJ bill, and Cuomo's going to sign it. So another state is moving into the hemp thing that made the Middle Ages so wonderful, in my opinion.
I think that's what we're going into. The renaissance of this era is going to be the new oil, which is going to be hemp on many levels. Medicinally,
I think both of you,
edibly,
I agree with you that hemp would be the terrific thing and that cannabinoids are incredible for health. But I think you guys are smoking too much because if you think that it's going to go from one extreme to another, it doesn't make sense. We can't replace, unfortunately, the oil with hemp oil for
right.
our cars. And we have a psychological issue with it still worldwide. Plus,
sure.
Economically, the oil industry doesn't want to give up anything. It doesn't have to. So unless they see a lot more money to be made in hemp or some other mode of fuel, they're not going to embrace it.
Well, yeah, of course, he's right. This isn't, and I said, it's not, we do 140 million barrel years of work, 20 million barrels of oil per day in one country, 19.5 million barrels, times 7 years on average of work that you get out of a barrel of oil. That's the equivalent of 5.8 million British thermal units. That's what we get out of a barrel of oil. You can look it up. That we cannot replace with hemp or even Deus Ex Machina. I mean, even if you could build a free energy machine and it was made out of metal and you had to fabricate it and it produced a certain number of joule or wattage,
mm-hmm.
you know, how do you replace that much oil? You just don't. You don't. So we live with less. We live a lot differently. And I imagine someday the American continent may look a little bit kind of like a little house in the prairie with some electrical devices, some leftover machines, some public transportation, some twin-stroke engines, you know, some four-cylinder.
Well, we're going to definitely have to change, you know, this period. I mean, if you look at civilizations all over the, you know, the history, you'll see that they had these booms where it was very sophisticated for the time. Then we went through periods of bust where, you know, people just barely scrape by, and you can debate which part, whether it's Middle Ages, Dark Ages, Little Ice Age period, or whatever period you want to use. There's booms and busts. We see it even in the U.S., where you have towns grow out of, you know, out of the dirt, and only 3-4 years later, they were ghost towns.
That's
so
right.
We could argue that man will have to adapt because with the environmental changes that are going to take place over the next 50 to 70 years,
yeah.
there's going to be a lot of people under, you know, conditions, if they survive, that are not like today, and they're going to have to make adjustments.
We're going
to have a change in technology,
yeah.
or we're going to perish, and we're going to have to live at a substandard level.
We would all do better by learning about the law of the economy. And I don't mean economics as it's taught in Harvard or the University of Chicago. That's it, guys. We're out of time. Thanks to Brian Hooker earlier on. Thank you to Liam. Thank you to Richard Pearl. The three aminos back together again. Go back and listen. You missed a lot of the wisdom that somehow got out today. Thank you, guys. The power to heal
Goodbye.
Is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.